This is chapter 22. Our text this morning is going to be verse 15 through 19. 15 through 19. God has told Abraham to get up and go. Get up and go, sacrifice thy son, thy only son, the son whom thou livest, and offer him up as a burnt offering unto me. It was a great test. It was a great trial. It was a great proving of Abraham's faith. But we read in verse 9 through 14 that when God told him to get up and go and offer your son, he got up and went. And he put obedience to God and pleasing God and trusting God over his own son. And he was preparing to offer up Isaac when the angel of the Lord cried unto him and said, stop, don't do him any harm. Abraham looked and he saw a ram caught in a thicket, took that in the place of his son and offered it as a sacrifice unto the Lord. We would say he passed the test. He passed the trial. His faith was proven true and sincere. And in our text, beginning with verse number 15, we have the blessing that God pronounces upon Abraham for the demonstration of his faith. Verse 15, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. I've often said, and I have often said it, I'm not just coining a phrase, but over the years I have often said that I believe people in the Old Testament were saved the same way the people are in the New Testament. I believe that salvation in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament as well as today is always by grace through faith. By grace, God's unmerited favor, God's working upon one or within one, leading one, choosing one, calling one, though unworthy, calling to show them favor. And all through the Old Testament, every time God called somebody, God chose somebody, God led a people, it was always because of grace. None of them deserved that work upon them. They're saved by grace through faith. It's all by God's unmerited favor. But like in the new, salvation in the old is received through faith, as is today. Ephesians 2:8, we're saved by grace, God's unmerited favor. It's a gift of God through faith, by believing what God tells us. And we see Abraham was saved by grace, God's unmerited favor. God chose him. God called him. God said, get up and go. And in chapter 12, he got up and went, and he kept on going. He said, get up and go and offer your son. He got up and went, all the while believing God. All the while His faith was in God. And in this passage of Scripture, verse 15 through 19, 15 through 18 in particular, I saw a real quick transition wrapping up our thoughts from chapter 22, looking at the closing of this chapter and getting into chapter 23 and the death of Sarah. But I have to slow down that transition, because in this particular passage of Scripture, we see the salvation of God. We see the grace of God. We see that in the Old Testament, God had the gospel preached to those people. God had the gospel preached. God preached the gospel to Abraham. And Abraham had faith, was given faith. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. The gospel can be seen in our text this morning. Did you notice it anywhere in our reading? Do you understand any of these things whereof we speak? Verse number 15 through 19, or verse 18. Do you see Jesus? Every verse has Jesus in it. Every verse has Jesus in it. God had preached the gospel to Abraham and telling him that through his seed all the people of the world would be blessed. That was the version of the gospel that God had preached to Abraham. And Abraham believed that. Abraham claimed that. Abraham got up and went, trusting God to do exactly what he said, to make his seed a blessing to all the peoples of the earth. He believed God. Now, in this passage of Scripture, I've said it's full of Jesus Christ. Let's see Jesus Christ. Let's see the gospel. Let's see what Abraham put his faith and trust in that was counted to him for righteousness or for his salvation. In verse number 15, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven. Who is the angel of the Lord? Who have we pointed out to you is the angel or the messenger of Jehovah? We believe that is a direct reference to Jesus Christ. He is the angel of Jehovah. He is the angel of the Lord. Verse number 11 of this text. And the angel of the Lord, the messenger, the minister of Jehovah, called out unto Abraham. This is the first time. And the Lord said unto him, Abraham, Abraham, don't do thy son any harm. And this same angel, this same messenger, this angel of the Lord, which is Christ, which is seen as a revelation of Christ in other places of the Old Testament, which is seen as the messenger of Jehovah or Christ, as we have seen previously in the book of Genesis. This angel of Jehovah is Jesus Christ. And he's the one speaking, and he's the one crying out to Abraham the second time. Because you have obeyed, I want to reaffirm the covenant with you. Because you have obeyed, I want to reaffirm that through thy seed, Now you got to catch this. Through thy seed shall all the nations, all the people of the world be blessed. See, this takes you beyond a Jewish blessing. But the Lord says, you have obeyed me, and because you have obeyed me, because of your faith and your trust in me, because I said, get up and go and offer, you got up and went and offered, and did not withhold thy son, I want to reaffirm to you that I am going to keep the covenant that I have with you. And in thy seed shall all the people, Jews and Gentiles and otherwise, all the people of the earth shall be blessed. Verse number 16, the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time, verse number 16, and said, the angel of the Lord said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. So he is the angel of the Lord in verse number 1. He is the one declaring in verse number 16, he is the one who has sworn. He has given the promise. He has given the covenant. And here he swears, I've promised you, I've committed these things, I swear to you, I give you my word, I give you my vow, because you have obeyed me, not reserved thy son, I have sworn that your covenant will be fulfilled. Look over in Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 13, 14, and 15. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Here we're told that in the Old Testament, God himself swore to Abraham, promised Abraham, and then confirmed it with an oath, swore by it, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so he, after he had patiently endured, obtained the promise. Well, if it's Jesus or Christ, which is the angel of the Lord in verse number 15, then that angel saying, because you obeyed me, I'm going to keep my word and I give you a promise, I give you my oath to do it. And Hebrews here in chapter 6 tells us that's God, or that was God making that promise. That speaks of the divinity, the deity of Jesus Christ in our text. If you're getting it, if you're paying attention and you want to get it. So the angel of the Lord is Christ. It's the angel of the Lord, or it is Christ, that swears to Abraham that he will receive the covenant. He will receive the promise that had been given in verse number 17, I see Christ as the king. That in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Notice the last phrase. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. I see that speaking about Christ as the king. He is going to possess the gate of his enemies. He's going to be the king of kings. He's going to overcome all of those adversaries. So we see Jesus is the angel of Jehovah, the messenger of Jehovah. We see the deity of Christ in verse number 16, in that he has swore to this, and that swearing one is identified as God in the New Testament. And then thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. He will be the king of kings, the king over his enemies. I believe that's, again, a direct reference to Jesus Christ. But then notice verse number 18. Stay with me. I'll be as brief as possible. The angel of the Lord in verse 15 is Christ. The one swearing in verse number 16 is that same person, Christ, or God as he's identified in the New Testament, speaking of Christ's deity. And the seed of Abraham is promised to possess the gate of his enemies. That same angel, or Christ, shall be king over his enemies and shall possess the gate of his enemies. But notice now in verse number 18, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. God has given his word. God has sworn to it. In our text, we're seeing Christ has given his word. He has sworn to it. He will one day possess the gates of his city. And the seed in verse number 18 is that same angel, Jesus Christ. And in thy seed, it's important to note that's singular. God promised that in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That was a direct promise and a revelation of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And Abraham believed God. Started out and kept on going for the Lord, even to this point where he's offering his son as a sacrifice. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That seed might just be breezed over, but you need to see that as singular, meaning one particular seed of Abraham would bless all the people of the earth, and that particular seed, which is the seed of promise, that would be a blessing to all the earth, is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the promised one. And so you see, Abraham believed in who? Christ. He believed in the gospel as it was presented in these, what looks like concealed ways and revelations. And I want you to go to Galatians now as we hasten along. Galatians chapter 3. Let's pay attention now to verse 16. Galatians 3, verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed, singular, were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, plural. God said to Abraham, according to thy seed, singular, not seeds, plural. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one seed, a singular seed. And to thy seed, Notice this next three words. Which is Christ. Which is Christ. So in our text of Genesis, chapter 22, God is pronouncing blessing upon Abraham because he obeyed, he believed, he trusted, and he obeyed. Jesus is the angel of Jehovah in verse 15. The deity of Christ is seen in verse 16. Jesus as the king, the seed that shall possess the gate of his enemies is seen in verse number 17. And Jesus as the seed singular, that seed singular shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And Galatians made it plain that that seed singular was Christ. So this passage of Scripture is full of Jesus Christ, full of the Son of God. And because Abraham believed and Abraham obeyed, it was counted to him for righteousness. Last part of verse number 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, speaking of Christ, the singular seed. Why? Because thou hast obeyed my voice. You have obeyed. You have proven your faith real. See, this holds the crust of salvation in its hands. God told Abraham, get up and go, and I will make of thy seed a great nation, I will make thy seed a blessing to many nations. He was speaking concerning Christ, the Messiah, the one that would come. Abraham believed God, he got up and went. He believed God was going to make of his seed, that seed which would become Christ in the future, would be a blessing to all the peoples of the earth. And that has been realized in the person of Jesus Christ. Abraham believed God. And the same applies to everybody here today who needs to be saved. You want to be saved? What must you do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God told Abraham, get up and go, and I will make thy seed a blessing to all people. Abraham believed God. Because he believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness, or he was saved. What do you need to do to be saved? You must believe. You must believe what God has said. And what God has said is, I gave my son to die, to be buried, to rise again. You must believe that I gave my son. And if you'll believe that I gave my son and trust me and obey, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Abraham realized that in our text. The angel of the Lord called, that was Christ. He swore, in verse 16, that was Christ. Promised, recommitted himself that the seed, singular, of Abraham would be a blessing to all the nations, that that seed would possess the gates of his enemies and be the king. And God reaffirms or swears to this covenant once again, and it's all because Abraham believed. And God swears, he's given us his word, and God swears that if we believe in his son, we'll be saved. And you can take the word of God and you can believe that, and you can put a promise and a commitment and a vow of God behind it. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. All of this was fulfilled, the angel of the Lord is saying, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Look back to Galatians 3. Don't want to miss this passage. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3. We read verse 16 a few moments ago. But I want you to read with me now verse 7 through 9 of Galatians chapter 3. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Abraham was a child of faith. Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. And all those which are of faith, who believe like Abraham did, are justified the same way. Justified the same way. They're the children of Abraham. Verse number 8. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. What did God foreseeing that he would justify the heathen by faith do? He preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, he preached before the gospel. When did he preach the gospel to Abraham? When he said, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. That's the seed of Abraham, which would be Christ. Christ is of the seed of Abraham. And in the Old Testament, God preached the gospel unto Abraham in saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. That's a version or rendering of the gospel. Verse number 9, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. God beforehand preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, believe me, trust me, obey me. In thy seed shall all the nations of the world be blessed. That was a rendering of the gospel. Abraham believed that. It was justified. He was justified by faith, the scripture tells us. And all those who be of faith, that brings us right down to today. All of those which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. How are we saved in 2025? It's grace. It's God's unmerited favor. But that gift we receive through faith. God says it. We believe it. He fulfills it. That's what he did with Abraham. He said it. He swore to it. Abraham believed it. God fulfilled it. That's what our text really has at the very heart of it. All of those which are of faith, you could say throughout the New Testament, going back all into the Old Testament, those who are the children of God by faith were made the children of God by faith. We are made the children of God by faith. And if you'll believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be a child of God by faith. When the Lord said in Acts chapter 16, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's just a different rendering of what he said to Abraham. And Abraham believed God and was counted him for righteousness. This text before us is full of Jesus Christ. You could say it has the gospel message contained within it. And God's blessing is pronounced upon Abraham, and God swears to keep the covenant to Abraham. And he says the same thing to everybody here today. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, no exceptions. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death upon who? Upon all, because all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians says in another place, we are all the children of God by faith. You see yourself a sinner this morning. For the first time you realize all have sinned means you. and you turn to God and you call out to God for mercy, and you ask God to save you, believing Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again for you, you'll be just as saved and just as justified by faith as Abraham was. The angel of the Lord in verse number 15, we believe, is an Old Testament appearance of Christ. He is the one who swears in verse number 16, identified as God in the New Testament, so that's the deity of Christ. The gospel is seen in the last part of verse 17, thy seed shall possess, that's the kingship of Christ, excuse me, thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And the gospel is seen in verse number 18, thy seed shall be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. And Abraham believed God. Let's stand together.